This episode is brought to you by Impossible Foods. When the world is telling you to eat less meat because it's bad for the environment and bad for your health, Impossible Foods wants you to eat more meat. Yes, that company that makes meat from plants, Impossible Foods. By creating delicious, nutrient-packed meat from plants that's better for the planet. Impossible lets you enjoy some of your favorite meaty products with a plant-based twist. Ground beef, home-style meatballs, sausage patties, and so much more. All made from plants. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches Media presents Diet Starts Tomorrow with host Aileen Drexler.
I'm having a relationship with my pizza.
In a world where wellness looks perfect on Instagram.
Just doing my workout. Tuesday's arms and back.
But feels anything but in real life.
Is butter a carb?
Yes.
This is the podcast exploring the emotional side of well-being.
I would be proud to partake of your pecan pie.
From people who understand the struggle.
I'm on the third day of my cleanse diet.
Hello and welcome back to DST. I'm your host, Aileen. And on today's DST Thursday episode, I am joined by none other than the girl who needs no introduction, my dear friend, Sammy.
Hello. And
previous co-host of this exact show. Welcome back to DST Thursday, Samantha.
Thank you. When you said I need no introduction, I'm like, they could be thinking I'm anybody.
No, but they had to click the name.
Oh, that's a good point. Right. I was thinking, like, you're really building this up to something that's going to be disappointing.
Justin Bieber. Yeah. No, sorry, it's Sammy. Yeah.
But then, yeah, you're right. They see me, whatchamacallit, the title.
The name. They have to press play. All right, what's going on, Sammy? Do you want to just jump right into where DST wins? I know you have stuff going on.
Let's do it.
All right. This week's DST wins are brought to you by Heineken 00. In this segment, we are about celebrating the highlights of our week, and that's where Heineken 00 comes in. The Heineken 00 recipe is brewed just like the original Heineken lager beer, only without the alcohol. Do you ever go to happy hour to socialize with friends, to get out of your house, but you're just not in the mood to drink? That happens to me all the time. Well, now you can join in on the fun and avoid the hangover by grabbing a Heineken 00. All right, Sammy, what's your DST win of the week? You're doing the egg retrieval tomorrow, right?
Yes, that is our big win of the week. We are 24 hours away from the egg retrieval, and things are hormonal over here, frankly. Quite hormonal.
Are they?
So, yeah. It's kind of crazy.
What does it feel
like? Well, last night after I took my trigger shot, I was like in a frantic rage. Like I was just so like...
Like that incident of your date... In college.
No. It was not that bad. That wasn't me. That was him.
I said your date.
Oh, right. It could have been like, oh, me
twice,
on the
didn't
date.
He?
Yeah, it's a pattern. Twice is a pattern. Oh. He did that when we were sophomores and seniors.
Yeah, I remember.
Wonder what's going on there.
Anyway.
Anyway, I walked down memory lane.
So you were in a rage.
Yeah, it's weird because I never like... You know, when people talk about on Instagram, they're like, oh, my hormones, I'm trying to like control all these things. I always sort of just like, okay, like, it can't be that big of a difference. Like when you're, you know, but actually it is because I just felt like such an immediate reaction to like after I did the trigger shot and like something that wouldn't have necessarily like bothered me, like set me off so strongly. And I was like, and I felt myself getting, and I'm like, this is a hormonal reaction. I'm so angry because of the hormones, but I can't stop myself.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's rough, but I would, you know, maybe something to think about if anyone's ever in just like a completely inexplicable mood, just ask yourself, is this a situation or is this my hormone?
Is it me or is it my... Then I got to thinking, is it me or is it just my hormones?
So, yeah.
Did you have to do a trigger shot every day for a week? What's the process?
No, it's like you do shots at night and then at some point it switches to night and morning and you go almost every day or like every... At first, it's every other day to go get blood work and a scan at the clinic. And that is how they're monitoring like how they should adjust the meds, and you see how much, like, they measure the eggs in your ovary every day, mm-hmm. and you see how many, like, you watch them grow. It's very cute.
Really? You know? Do you have pictures?
Yeah. I could have asked for them, but I didn't. I have pictures from last time, actually. They're on my fridge.
And the eggs, like, go into the follicles, right? And then the follicle bursts, and then the retrieval happens.
No, the follicles
happens.
Are the eggs. So basically, in your ovaries every month, there are multiple follicles, and follicles are eggs. They're the same thing. And the goal is to get them all to grow so that they can, like, take them all out and then mm-hmm. do the embryo shit with them. Or if you are just freezing your eggs, they'll just, like, freeze
scientific
them.
Scientific term. Yeah, do the embryo shit.
Yeah, that's what they have the chapter in the book, I hear. It's called the embryo shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But if you're just ovulating, your ovary's only going to release one of those follicles, aka eggs. The point of this is to get many eggs, they're literally taking them out. Like, otherwise, if you weren't to retrieve them, they would just go away, essentially.
You would get a period.
Yeah, you'd get a period, and those eggs, follicles would be into the abyss, and you would never have, like, even gotten a chance to see how many centimeters they could get to on the screen, you know?
I see.
Yeah. So every day they're measuring them, and they want them to be, like, I think, like, 19 millimeters or is how big they're trying to, is that an option of a measurement that would make sense?
19 millimeters.
Yeah. Would that fit? Would that fit? Well, that's how, cause, like, in the beginning,
19 micrometers.
Like, maybe micrometers.
Millimeters is like a ruler. Like, you can, like.
Okay, no, that doesn't make sense. No, it must be just. Okay, whatever they are, they start at like 10, and you want to get them to like 18, 19.
Because that would be like 1 centimeter. And
yeah, you're right. So they're watching them grow every day, and they're measuring them. And so the first week I went every other day. The second week I went every day because she wanted to monitor me, like, more intensely because of, like, the PCOS. We're doing different medication this time.
Okay.
Or not totally different, but just – she's calling it low and slow. You know, like, how you want to cook eggs.
Yeah.
Real irregular eggs.
Irregular eggs. Yeah. Okay. And so then the retrieval is tomorrow.
It's tomorrow. And I'm going to – they're going to sedate me. Okay. And that'll be over. But it's very, like, specific. You have to do the trigger. So you do regular shots – every, you know, night and maybe morning. And then for the 36 hours before the retrieval is scheduled. So your eggs grow to a certain size and they're like, uh-huh. The doctor's like, okay, we're ready. Like, these are big. Cause you want, they don't all grow at the exact same pace. So you want, like, you want as many as possible to be in the correct size, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
So, like, one might get really big ahead of the pack and then, but you want to make as many as possible into, like, an adequate size. So once that's there, which you can tell by blood work and measurement, you do a trigger shot, which is just a special type of – it's just a different medication, but it's mm-hmm. essentially the same procedure 36 hours before the retrieval. And then they retrieve, and you're not supposed to really, like – I think actually – I didn't start to feel bloated this time until, like, today. Mm-hmm. But if I remember last time, I felt really bloated after – the retrieval, and I felt like worse after the retrieval than I did before it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we'll see. I'm ready. I'm ready to go.
And then they're gonna get fertilized.
Yes.
And all Avi has to do is jerk off again.
Yeah, don't fuck me. Sorry, I'm so mad about it. Like, I'm bitter. I'm, like, actually bitter about it. That's partially why my hormones were raging. It, like, all stemmed
you were pissed.
From
yeah.
Well, okay, here's what it is. So he got promoted. Amazing for him.
Oh, congrats.
Yeah, it's a big deal. So he had a promotion party last night. And last night was my trigger shot. And he asked me, like, it would really mean a lot if you could come and everything. And I was like, I'm sorry. Like, I felt like guilty that I couldn't come. So I was, like, angry that I, you know.
Yeah.
And then
I understand.
When he was, like, out at the party, it was, like, late, and I was home, and I was like, I texted him, like, how is the party? And then when he came, he didn't answer it, and then he came home, like, an hour later. And then when he came home, he was like, you don't need to ask me how the party was. I was like, I asked you and you didn't answer my text message. And I was like, so bad. Yeah. And then it turned into like, why does he get to just go out and get his promotion party? Like, I want to go. Like, I don't want to be fucking injecting myself.
Yeah, right, right. That is unfair.
I was just like so mad. Like, I was like, yeah.
Yeah, I get it. We need to show so appreciation for Sammy.
I mean, he does, but it's more like I, you know, I'm sure when you have a baby, it's even worse. It's my guess.
Yeah. But that doesn't mean this isn't any like it's not, you know, it's not small.
This is like the, and it was Boosh for the real thing.
Totally. Obvious, like, you didn't ask me how the party is because Rusty asked me, like, you didn't ask me how my night was. I was like, what could I ask you? A text question. I question marked it faster.
Right? But, oh, so the same thing happened?
Oh, but yeah, all the time.
He's like, I didn't look at my phone. I'm like, well, whose fault is that? Like, yeah. I'm like, first of all, I'm like, you didn't check your work email once, not once.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, I was at work. Fine.
Everyone who's going to be sending me an email was there.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, no, it's frustrating. It sucks. I really like, last time it was so, like, it was like novel, so I didn't feel as, I had like a little bit more like adrenaline to kind of,
yeah,
tamp down.
You're, like, the excited by the first experience, and now it's like, ugh.
Yeah, and I wasn't scared that it's not going to work because I also had a mini like panic attack last night that like it's not going to work again and mm-hmm. it's going to be all my fault. And it's so funny because I'm able to say to like other women like, this is in no way your fault, and really believe it. But mm-hmm. when it comes to you, it's like
advice.
It's just harder when it comes to you because you know, like all the things you did.
You
like
go
all of a sudden,
like,
I was like, why did I?
You would change, yeah.
Right, I was like, why did I substitute Diet Coke for alcohol like every day this month? That was probably not healthy. Like, you know,
instead of alcohol.
Yeah,
I mean,
I know it's probably better, but it's more just like, you know how I was telling myself I was going to be like,
yeah, health and wellness. Yeah.
Health and wellness.
Diet Coke is delicious. So when do you find out if it like
they worked?
Was good. Yeah.
3 weeks. I didn't even like think about the weight last time, but now I'm like, oh, it's going to hang over me. I'm going to like be wondering. And you also can't like be too active or have sex or like until you get your period. So, okay. Which is like another 2 weeks. So the whole thing is like, it really takes a month of your life. Like, it's not.
It's a process.
It's not a joke. It really, I mean, not that I don't think anyone thinks it is, but it, you know, it's a lot.
Yeah. And this is just the retrieval. This isn't even just like, this isn't like implanting. This isn't the pregnancy. No. This is just the pre.
Right. Well, the implanting is like, apparently the needles, you have to give like your, the needles for the implanting are like a lot. Like I haven't even like let my mind think about implanting.
Okay. So we don't have to think about it.
But I will say it seems like it's worse.
Just worse, but kind of exciting because like, you know.
A baby could be there.
But I know there's like so much, you know. Unknown. And yeah, we don't have to get negative, but I, one step at a time. And
right. Well, you're telling me one step at a time. And I'm like, oh my God, like how am I, a baby is a miracle. Like the fact that like they can be like, they like Mila has, you know, grown to be like an 11 month old. Like that's crazy. You know,
Like, I saw a picture of myself pregnant and I was like, I can't believe this kid that I know was in there.
Right. Right.
Like this little tiny thing grew to be this whatever.
But like every day that they like develop and survive healthfully is like, I don't know how I'm going to handle the emotion of that every day of like a combination of like gratitude and fear.
You get used to it. It just becomes your like baseline.
Oh, great. Can't wait. sounds very pleasant.
It's, yeah, I know. And that's why you like become cheesy as a mom. Like that's how it happens. I was like always wondering, you know, like when do you like get, like when do you become, when do dads become like dads?
Oh, and,
like,
yeah.
Like when do men become dads? Like when do like women become like, oh, you know, moms? It's the cheesiness. It like just comes with it. Like you like just love something like that. and like right. you have all this anxiety about it.
It's right. Like I imagine the fear and the gratitude combined leads to that cheesiness. It's hard yeah. to be like, it's hard to be flippant and sarcastic about like this thing that you're like, oh my God, how are you alive? And like, you better stay alive.
Like, yeah. And like, yeah, you fill me with joy. Like, right. how can also, I be, how can I joke about that?
Right, right. It's, yeah. I don't know. It's a lot.
It's a lot. But one step at a time.
Matrescence, right. It's a whole thing. It's like, right.
That's
it's
a overwhelming. Word, matrescence?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It's like adolescence for becoming a mother.
I've never heard that word. Wow.
I feel like we've talked about it.
Yeah, I don't think you've ever said the word matrescence.
No.
Adolescence?
Okay. But
I can't even spell it. What the fuck? The physical, emotional, hormonal, social transition of becoming a mom. Literally, I've never had a word to describe all of this. Wow.
Oh, yeah. No, that's, I mean, maybe we should publicize it, you know, publicize yeah. the word. Because it really, I think that's the only way that you can describe the process that this is, like the feelings.
Becoming cheesy.
Yeah, becoming cheesy. But like the process of going from like, at least in my case, like anxious and unsure about when and how and all of this to like integrating the idea of like, oh, I could maybe be a mother. Like, oh, maybe I want to be a mother. And then like my fears of being one is like all those things just kind of overtake you. And I'm not even there yet. So I can't, yeah. I don't know. I'm going to be a fucking mess. Not excited. Well,
don't again, like don't spiral. One step at a time. One step at a time. You know, you have the thing tomorrow. Focus on that. Focus on the chilling after the day chilling. Think of all the chilling you can do for the 3 weeks while you wait.
It's a great nap. It is a great nap. It's a great What's your win, Aileen?
I like don't have a win. Like my win is just I'm proud of you. No, my win is that I cooked some dinner this week.
Okay, I think your win is that Mila's 11 months as of yesterday.
I think so. Yeah, she's 11 months. She's like a little fucking muffin.
Yeah, she is a muffin. Your pic of her like with her little. Her smile, like it's like her mouth is permanently smiling. Do you notice that about her?
She smiles all the time. Yeah. But she doesn't like laugh all the time. She smiles all the time. And it just, every time she does it, like it just melts my entire, I'm like that, I'm not that fucking emoji that's like half melted into the floor.
I like, love that emoji.
Me too. That was the best new one.
Yeah.
Because it has so many meanings. Like you can like, when something's
annoying, it could be like happy
melted,
you could, bad
yeah,
melted.
Yeah, you could be happy, yeah, sarcastic melted.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like replaced my like upside down emoji.
Oh, I never really was not. I never understood the upside down one. Like I could never really.
It's like
understand.
It's like
yeah, that's more like negative. Like the melting could be good.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
she, so I'm melting.
Right,
all the
she
time.
Does smile a lot. You know, you should bring her to a comedy club and have people practice their acts on her. No, but like, because she's a hard critic if she won't laugh.
She doesn't laugh. Like, I have to, like, tell her with my feet to make her laugh sometimes.
Really? What do you want to do?
No, now she doesn't even do that anymore. She doesn't even laugh when I do that.
So what makes her laugh? Like, she has the Cooperman stoicism.
Seriously. She's when we were swinging, that one time when I got her to laugh, we were swinging. I was pretending like she was hitting me.
So sweet. She thought that was funny.
So it was hilarious. Mommy getting hurt.
What else does she find funny? Yeah, I mean, your win is like mothering. Look,
yeah, my win is mothering. I made myself some dinner this week. No presh. I bought some frozen rice. I put some fucking – you know what I love? Those like easy meal, like chickpea masala, like in a pouch. Have you ever gotten that?
Like a Trader Joe's type thing?
No, not even. Like I get it in Whole Foods. But yeah, something like – so I get like, I make frozen rice and I put the chickpea because, and then I add some like vegetable and it's like literally takes me 5 minutes and I'm like so proud of myself. And so that's been my meals lately. Just like something so fast, like literally requires little zero to little any cooking, but I'm not like ordering out. And that's just been me.
Sometimes we order kind of a similar thing like that from Costco, but it's more like a, The only comparison I can think of is like the Weight Watchers mac and cheese in like the 2000s. But it's not, you know, it's not that. But it is essentially the prep is like you put it in the microwave. Yeah. And they have like really good, I have to find the brand. I can't remember the brand, but they're something kitchen. What? No, they're not.
Primal Kitchen?
Maybe Primal Kitchen, but they're like not health foody. They're just really good.
I like Saffron Road frozen. Have you ever Saffron something? It has like all types of different like Asian cuisines. And the nutrition facts are like there's not that much sodium. That's the problem with all the frozen prepackaged stuff. It's like too much sodium. Like not because like anytime I have too much salt, I wake up in the middle of the night going like this, like dying. Yeah, yeah. So there's not so much and it feels good.
I recently ordered, and I asked you for the brand, so I don't know why it's not here, the bone broth that I ordered a bunch of bone broth. I'm waiting for that to arrive.
What made you want to buy that?
I got like a craving for it. Like,
oh, maybe I'll have that for lunch.
Yeah, it's delicious. I mean, even it's just like a kind of like a side, you know?
Yeah.
Or even like it's a drink. Morning. Like I would love to drink that in the morning. Another thing. Oh, question. In pregnancy, and this isn't necessarily related to pregnancy, but what do cravings come from? Is that from hormones?
I don't know. I think. Okay. I assume.
I bring this up and I'm going to tie it into a past episode with Jared, is I have been craving half sour pickles. Like crazy. Like I
those
bought
are the best.
They're okay. So I was thinking about your conversation. Okay. I have some thoughts on that. I have some I was thinking about your conversation about pickles. And
as one does.
As one does. And when I was listening, I was like, half sour? Like, is that actually the best one? And I always assumed sour was the best, but then I realized I only convinced myself I like sour because they were zero calories and half sour had like one calorie or something.
Really?
Like, that's the thing I convinced myself. I think so. Like a tiny smidge of an amount, like a stupid amount.
Yeah.
But I had convinced myself that sour was way better because of that. And I just realized a few weeks ago when I've gotten into half sour, like, and now I've started craving them, that was like a diet thing I convinced myself of.
Really?
Yeah.
It's interesting. Yeah. I guess I used to love like kosher dill because they're really sweet. But then I try them and they're like too sweet. And then like if you ever tried like the bread and butter, those are just like actually not good.
No.
It's like so sweet. Bread and butter. No. Pickles.
I've never tried that.
They're so sweet. They're like meh. All right. Let's do a DST listener win. Dear Aileen, sorry if this is a long one. I've been listening to DST for a while now and I love it. I just listened to the recent episode with Sammy in which she talks about how different it feels to go on vacation without the stress of body image and food issues weighing her down. I recently had a similar experience and want to share it as a DST win. As some background, I've been dealing with disordered eating and an unhealthy relationship with body image and exercise for a long time. So in the past, I didn't handle it well when my eating and exercise routine was disrupted by vacation. For example, my family and I go on a ski trip every winter. I used to force myself to go to a 5:30 a.m. spin class every morning before spending the day skiing because skiing, which is obviously already exercise, didn't feel like enough to me. Like what? I would also obsessively body check, and if my stomach wasn't, quote, flat enough, I would call myself terrible names and it would ruin my whole day. I've been working through these issues a lot over the past year or two with the help of DST. My family recently spent a week in Bar Harbor.
In Maine.
Oh, Bar Harbor. Yeah, I think I went there.
I think you did too.
Week in Bar Harbor and Acadia National Park, and the trip served as a great reminder of how far I've come. First of all, I didn't feel the need to supplement our hikes with other workouts once the whole trip. I was also able to listen to my body and eat what I wanted without guilt. I'm still working on body checking, but I noticed that even when I did body check and didn't exactly love what I saw, I was much better at shrugging it off than in the past. I was able to take a deep breath, stop the negative self-talk, and didn't allow it to ruin my whole day or alter how I ate. The bottom line is I was able to actually enjoy my vacation. I don't think I realized before how much my orthorexic tendencies were taking away from the experience of being on vacation, and I'm so proud that I've just made it to a place where I'm more comfortable in my body and able to fully enjoy myself on trips. Thank you for reading and for the community that you've created through DST. Sincerely, Vacation Mode Betch. Great win.
That's a great one. that's literally like where you really see the difference when you're in a place where you realize that your habits were being driven by something that wasn't really like necessarily what you wanted, and it was being driven by like guilt mm-hmm. and fear that you won't be able to get back into your routine. But I mean, I think something else she said, that how the, you know, she was able to listen to her body and she was still working on body checking, but she was better. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's kind of like a great example of how you know you're like moving in the right direction. Like, you're not going to just one day not care and never look in a mirror and have a
yeah
thought. And like, even with the, like I said about the pickles, like it just occurred to me that this like preference I had assumed I had was sort of just innately mm-hmm. came from a disordered thought, you know, a disordered idea that I got in my head. And it happens like slowly, but it's great. That's a great win.
I think also part of this whole thing is like learning to trust yourself, like learning that like you will go back to your routine when you get home. And even if it's not the first day immediately, it's the third day, like just trusting yourself that you're not going to go like turn into this other person on vacation. Like, you're still the same you. And like just learning that trust is part of the process is great.
Another thing is that like, we didn't just develop these disordered habits. You didn't just come out, you didn't just one day in like seventh grade decide that you're going to, that skiing is not enough and that you also have to go to a spin class. Like, that was a years long acceleration of, or just sort of like compounding of different habits and ideas that you developed, and they all sort of just like calcified into this feeling that you have to always be monitoring your weight or your intake or your exercise. And it didn't just go from like from 0 to 100 in a year or a week. So it takes, maybe on this vacation, maybe after this vacation, you feel stressed about your routine, but slightly less stressed than last time. Then maybe next time you go away for a weekend and you miss a week, you might still be a little bit anxious about it, but maybe less than the time before. And it's like, I don't want to say, it takes as much time to like heal as it did to like form it, because that's not necessarily true, but it doesn't just happen overnight. Mm-hmm. And so like any progress that you have like is good to recognize.
Worth celebrating. DST win. So that's it for today's DST wins, brought to you by Heineken 00. I love grabbing a 00 when I'm in like in a social setting or when I'm at home and I'm in the mood for a beer, but I don't really want like the effects of alcohol, and I want to wake up early the next day and feel good. Plus it tastes just like beer and is so refreshing after all the summer activities. Pick up a pack of Heineken 00 at your local retailer or get it delivered to your door. Must be 21 or older to purchase. Please drink responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there. And they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. change your clothes. Warmer weather is finally back. After so many cold months, it's nice to get outside and soak up the sun. But the springtime always brings those unwanted guests, pollen and seasonal allergies. April showers bring spring flowers and sniffly noses and stuffed up sinuses. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I suffer from seasonal allergies. I just had them hit the other day. I couldn't breathe through my nose at all. And I popped a Claritin and it was like night and day. I'm a huge fan of Claritin. I use it on the regular and it always helps when we're making that transition from winter to spring, which is when my allergies flare up. Mainly it's my sinuses that get so clogged and the Claritin just clears it right up. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy throat and nose, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live your life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. This episode is brought to you by Azo. The Azo brand wants the world to stop treating women's health like a dirty word. Because the reality is, UTIs, yeast infections, and bladder control issues are common among women. But dealing with them is an uncommon act that many women are skittish about due to judgment, shame, and inaction. The Azo brand offers probiotics, prebiotics, and vaginal suppositories that help keep your vaginal health in check every day. Like Azo Complete Feminine Balance, designed with a clinically studied probiotic blend that helps restore natural balance of good bacteria. Also, Azo Boric Acid suppositories support and help with vaginal odor control. And Azo Dual Protection provides extra protection from the common cycle of urinary and vaginal issues. Everyday things like stress, your cycle, sex, and certain medications like antibiotics or the pill can disrupt your vaginal microbiome, allowing unfriendly bacteria to impact pH or extra yeast to grow. Guys, you shouldn't feel ashamed. Azo's got you covered. I'm a big fan of Azo. I actually keep it in my bathroom now because the last thing you want to do when you have a UTI is to run out to the pharmacy. So keep it stocked at home like I do and you never have to worry about it. I cannot recommend it enough. And you can save 20% now with promo code BETCHES on AZOPRODUCTS.com. Don't know which product you need? Take the quiz to learn more.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry? Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
All right, Samantha, shall we do a Dear DST?
Let's give the advice. Let's see.
Dear Eileen and Sammy, looking for advice on family members throwing shade at your weight gain. A little bit of background on the situation. I live out of town from my family and haven't seen them since Christmas. I've steadily gained some weight since COVID, but it feels like it's really come to a head the past 6 months or so, and it's pretty apparent on my body at this point. I love my family and we are really close, but we are also not confrontational at all and pretty superficial, / looks are important, etc., etc. My dad was driving me to the airport during a recent trip home and made a comment that he was, quote, sorry, I have a insert family name body. He said, sorry, you have a her last name body. As you might have guessed, this was very much not a compliment, as his family all struggles with their weight and without extreme restriction are naturally larger than the, quote, beauty standard, whatever that means anymore. He proceeded to tell me about what he did to lose weight many years ago and continues to do diet-wise to maintain a relatively slim figure. His suggestion for the, quote, only diet that works is to eliminate all carbs. Of course, I was already aware this is what he does, as I have seen these unhealthy eating habits my entire life. I'm not a confrontational person, was trying so hard not to burst into tears, so I responded with an unenthused, maybe I'll give that a try. I know I'm not at a weight that I feel my best in, and I've been trying lately to make sustainable long-term changes, but something about another person, especially my dad, whose opinion means a lot to me, commenting on it broke me. I definitely worry this interaction is going to be burned in my brain for a long time and lead me right back to unhealthy cycles of binging and restricting. I'm also just trying really hard to exist in the place where I can love my body where it currently is, but also with the desire to lose some weight to be more comfortable overall. My dad's judgment makes that nearly impossible. Would love to hear your thoughts. XOXO, blessed with the family's thick thighs, Betch.
Oh boy.
Oh boy. Is it interesting because it comes from the dad? Like, I think usually it's a mom. We get emails about moms.
You know, dads do. I think, you know, it kind of just depends. Like, some families it's the dad, some it's the mom. But I do think ultimately it is really painful.
It was both.
Yeah, it's ultimately like really tough, whichever parent comes from. This is such a mammoth of a question because this is literally like the whole struggle distilled into one story.
I know. I can relate to this because like I said, my mom and my dad were both like, my dad was on Atkins forever. Like, just, I remember him loving like farmer's cheese and salami and just, but it was like, he was very joyful about it. He wasn't like, you know, self-hating. Like, he was like this amazing, but then I have like amazing like memories of eating like Costco sized tortellini in one sitting with him. Like, we'd sit down, eat it with sour cream. Russians know what's up. And just it would be so fun. But then he would like go on a diet, right? And, you know, we would, I know what my grandma and my grandpa, everyone like looked like babushkas on his side. Yeah. So, you know, it's
Eastern
just,
Europe babushkas.
It's, yeah. Like, it's just, I get it. And I've heard my dad literally, wait, hold on. I've literally heard my dad's tell me like, oh, the only thing that works is insert literally whatever. He'll say, oh, intermittent fasting. Or he'll say like, oh, you got to cut out those carbs. I'm like, I literally don't give a shit, dad. Like, I'd now just say, okay, whatever. Don't give a shit. But I get that feeling of saying like, because you just don't want them, you don't want to start. And you also don't want a whole argument. He won't get it. So
no.
I get the maybe I'll give that a try. Like, that is heartbreaking.
Oh, yeah. No, honestly, like that I wouldn't even, I wasn't even going to like say that part like needs to be addressed. Like, I would never say like, oh, you should argue with him otherwise.
No,
like, that's like
not.
That's not going to help you at all. Cause that's, I think she probably handled that well. Cause what are you going to do? Like, you're going to argue with him then? You're going to swear you're going to go on a diet? You're going to swear yourself off carbs like because he said that? Like,
right.
You know, just that's more just like trying to get through the interaction. But what you're – just going back to the tortellini for a second. I got caught on that. How do you feel about the fact that like this is such a wonderful memory for you, like laughing and eating tortellini with sour cream, but then there was like this feeling of like you need to punish yourself? Or I don't want to say punish because it's not – Like that
you
need
was
to somehow
wrong.
Compensate for it. Yeah.
How do
like,
I
that
feel?
That sucks. Like, yeah, how do you feel about that?
Well, during that moment, I don't think I felt like anything was out of the ordinary. Like, this is just the way, like, we all diet and
right.
We eat tortellini because it's so fucking good, but you shouldn't eat it. But in reality, like, this was – we were binging tortellini. It's Costco size.
Okay,
like, it wasn't portioned out. It was a giant thing of fucking tortellini. We would take our fork and dip it. It was so
that
fucking good.
So fun.
And it's such a good memory because I can taste it and it was just fun. And how do I feel? I feel at peace with it because like, yeah, it sucks, but it was –
Well, just imagine just if the tortellini were serving out. What makes me feel sad about it is that, like, I wish – I mean, let's say I'm in the tortellini situation. I wish that I could have had that moment without all the stuff attached to it. And for us, it's not – for us, it's more ice cream, you know?
Yeah.
But Like, I just wish I could have had those like moments of joy without like the, we're being bad right now. And like tomorrow we have to like make up for it. But like right now we're going to eat everything because it's like our bad night. You know, that sucks. Like, it just sucks. And I know this doesn't
help to think about how much it sucks. Like, at the end of the day, like, it is a positive memory, but it doesn't suck. It doesn't suck because, like, sure, that was the case. Like, there was nobody knew better. Nobody knew better.
No, I'm not saying like, oh, it sucks in retrospect. I'm saying like, think about it going forward. Like, you don't need to make yourself feel that way for future things.
Totally.
That's more what I mean. Like,
I feel more at peace because I'm not, I don't feel that anymore. Like, I get it. Like, I'm very self-aware of that situation and I'm at peace with it because like, I'm not going to do the same for my daughter. I can eat tortellini.
Right. That's what I mean.
And I can, well, and my dad is also like different now and we eat pizza together and we eat whatever together. So it's like, it's different.
Right, that's what
but
I mean.
He does always still talk about intermittent fasting, but like it's everybody. It's our lifelong struggle. The Coopermans.
But my point, I think, is for this girl is that it could change. Like
totally,
these feelings they could change. But I also something else she said is I worry this interaction is going to be burned in my brain, which is definitely a feeling. You know, have you ever had that where you're like, I know that this moment is traumatizing me as it's happening?
Yeah. No, 100%. I think that in this case, you can let it burn, but just
let
you
it
can
burn.
Also let it burn. But you could also think of it as a moment where I'm going to let it burn, but I'm going to think of it differently. I'm not going to let it like affect my actions or how I think about myself, but I can remember it in this moment where I was able to sort of distance myself from my dad's like harsh beliefs about himself and the way that he speaks. Like you can like the way I'm saying like I'm at peace, like I feel very neutral. Like now if my mom brings up stuff, I'm just like, you got it, girl. Like you do you. You know, like I it's sort of there's a boundary up about that. I think that there is a lot of hope.
Right. And the fact that she's worried that it will lead her to binge and restrict. You can be really upset about this interaction and when you feel yourself going back into that cycle, you can try to remind yourself like me doing this again is not going to fix that interaction, and it's not going to fix my weight gain. But I don't know if it would help to say like it might make it worse, you know? When you know you're going to go back into a binge restrict, or you feel that this type of situation will put you back into a binge restrict cycle, there's this really strong temptation to like restrict until because you're like, you know, he told me, he commented on my body. It's really hurtful. I should try to fix it. But I think if maybe instead of going right back into like fix it mode, she could kind of like really work towards preventing herself from going to like right back into that restriction. And again, this is like a few days old, so I don't know if it's going to be immediately helpful, but stopping yourself from going back into that cycle and reminding yourself that that will not undo the problem.
Yeah, you can form new thoughts and just tell yourself, I don't need to do this. I was fine. Put yourself back in the body like you're right before that conversation and just move on. Also, I think it's important to like think about what was going on through your dad's brain when he was having this conversation with you. He said, I'm sorry I have a... let's say Smith body, whatever, last name, insert family name, Smith body. And that then he started talking about the only diet that works. He's projecting his stuff to like, this is just about like what he thinks is amazing. He's not really giving advice. He's just regurgitating the thoughts that go on in his brain to himself. Like if you weren't there, he'd be having the exact same conversation with anyone else. So like, I wouldn't say it's like, this is your, it's almost like when you go into that like binge restrict thing after, you probably are coming from a place of like, you're disappointing your dad if I don't restrict. Like, I'm disappointing my, like, I need to listen to my dad. He knows best. But really, no, you know best. And your dad's only talking to himself. And break those two apart.
Another thing is with parents, when they make these comments, they can be really hurtful. But I truly believe that in most cases, and it seems like the way your dad approached you with this is not like he's trying to be hurtful whatsoever. I genuinely think that they think they're being helpful because they came of age in a time when like thin or bust, like there was no body acceptance. There was no concept of health at any other size than zero, like for men and women. So he probably thinks he's like helping you prevent future struggles of ending up like him, if where he has to like cut carbs for his whole life. And he clearly has not realized that like there is no end, you know?
And that also is not the only diet that works.
Right.
And that's not true.
Right. That's definitely not true. I mean, on its face, but it's, he thinks, and I know like my mom thought that she was like helping me, like that she was saving me from like not being able to like look good in clothes and like, honestly, like in her retro mind, like being unattractive to men, like, you know, and that they think they're making your life easier because that was the only option when they were younger.
Nobody knew any better. No one knew any better. But I think this is a good response, Tammy.
I hope. I'm blessed with the family's thick thighs too. So
same.
The fishbine
fight.
Mine is
more of like a broad shoulder. I'm blessed with the family's broad shoulders. Betch.
Really? I never noticed you as particularly broad shouldered.
Like I'm like wider.
At the top?
Know, at the top.
Okay. I think about a breast reduction all the time these days. And I don't know.
Not before a baby. Yeah.
And also, like, who knows what they'll look like? Maybe if I breastfeed, which I don't.
Sammy is holding her boobs right now.
The baby will suck them out.
That doesn't work like that.
Fuck.
But yeah, good luck. And remember, your dad's stuff is not your stuff. Doesn't have to be your stuff. And guys, if you want more of me and Sammy talking, giving advice, shooting the shit, we do this twice a month already on our Back for Seconds channel. It's DST Back for Seconds. It is 2 bonus episodes every month of me and Sammy, no guest, no ads. It's all ad-free listening. And you get our regular episodes, Sundays and Thursdays, a day in advance, early listening.
With no ads.
With also no ads. It's fucking amazing. It's only $2.99 a month. And we work for you. We work hard for you with those shows. And we bring it. We bring the personal shit. Sammy more than me because she's better than me. But I try. I try to do it. It's $2.99 a month. Every month, 2 whole episodes, ad-free, plus all of the shows are ad-free and a whole day early. So it's incredible. Go check it out now. And if it's on Apple, it's on the DST feed already. You can see it says subscription. But if you're on Spotify or Spotify listener, it's a different feed on Spotify. It's not our design. It's Spotify's design. You have to search for Back for Seconds, DST Back for Seconds.
And there's a free trial. Am I right?
You are. You're right. There's a free trial.
So if you don't like it, don't tell us and just unsubscribe. Just
unsubscribe. You get a cool Bev. You go for a walk or you sit wherever, your patio, your balcony, your window. You stick your head out the window of your apartment. You're just listening to our voices in the breeze or the AC, whatever works for you. And it's really hot.
And these are also basically just like us having conversations as if there's no one listening, except we know there's someone listening, but just less than
it's fun.
We would on here.
So check it out. Diets Are Tomorrow, Back for Seconds. And that is it for today's episode of DST Thursday. Send your questions, dst@betches.com, to get them answered. Send your DST wins, the same email, dst@betches.com. You can follow at DietStarsMore on Instagram. You can follow me at Aileen. Follow Sammy at Sammy. And you can call in 212-287-5650. We will play your message. You can send us the win. Like, I would love to hear your voice. And good luck to Sammy tomorrow. You're going to do great.
Thank you. We'll be over by the time people hear this.
I know. Well, and we're always with you
through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Sean Kilby, Stacey Wong, and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Stacey Wong. Be sure to follow at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to dst@betches.com.
Thank you to our partner, Impossible Foods. Some people say we would be better off if we ate less meat, which is why Impossible Foods made delicious and nutrient-packed meat from plants. So you can eat more meat, like home-style meatballs, hot dogs, chicken nuggets, and so much more, all made from plants. Impossible creates delicious meat from plants that's better for the planet, so everyone can eat more of it. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com. EFOODS.com.
Betches.